K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so today we're hoping to shine a light on the mental health struggles that farmers can experience. Anxiety is the most common mental health struggle for farmers because of a lack of control over many growing and market conditions. Food production can be a major source of anxiety, especially when the weather does not cooperate or when markets for crops are down. Anxiety may seem minor, but your health can suffer even with moderate anxiety. Headaches, stomach issues, sleep disorders, and tense muscles are a few physical signs of building stress. Anxiety can evolve into depression and suicidal thoughts over time, so developing good coping strategies will help moderate stress and keep your emotional well-being a priority. Coping strategies are methods you use to minimize the effects of external stressors on your physical and emotional well-being. Breathing exercises will help manage acute stress, and small bouts of physical activity will break up obsessing over stresses. Counseling or therapy helps to organize your thoughts and identify helpful and harmful thoughts and behaviors. Counselors and therapists can also help you develop your own set of effective coping strategies. For a list of resources on mental health, visit kansasagstress.org or get in touch with your local extension office. Hobbies also function as a coping strategy, and gardening has many documented mental health benefits. Part of the reason why gardening exploded during the height of the pandemic is the desire of people to get out of the house and moving. Research from Texas A&M shows that gardening has the following effects on gardeners: anxiety and stress reduction, attention deficit recovery, decreased depression, enhanced memory retention, mitigation of PTSD, reduced effects of dementia, and enhanced self-esteem. Gardening also stimulates the same part of your brain that art stimulates and provides many of the same mental benefits in addition to the physical activity benefits, according to researchers from the University of Florida. This tracks for anyone who has designed a garden bed in order to coordinate the size, shape, and color of plants. In addition to the act of gardening, improving the look of the physical spaces you occupy can also improve mood, enjoyment, and relaxation. Sensory gardens that stimulate smell and touch also increase relaxation and focus. This is, however, not to say that gardening is all roses. Decreased self-esteem with the death of plants can be a mental hurdle to overcome in addition to a cost sink. However, the benefits of gardening far outweigh the drawbacks, so get growing. If you need any information on plants and gardening, your local land-grant university will have publications to make the gardening process as painless as possible. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.